Calm in tough times. In any crisis, the most crucial tool isn't your car or your home, it's your brain. Clear thinking during an emergency can mean the difference between success and failure in protecting yourself and your loved ones. To be ready, start by focusing on your mind. By managing stress and staying in control, you ensure your ability to act effectively when it matters most. Have you ever wondered why your heart races when you get scared? It's your body's way of preparing for action. When faced with danger, your sympathetic nervous system kicks in. This part of your body's automatic response system gears you up for either fighting or fleeing. It releases adrenaline, which boosts your energy and speeds up your body's functions. Your pupils widen, your breathing quickens, and your heart beats faster, getting your muscles ready for action. Role of parasympathetic nervous system in stress response. On the flip side, your parasympathetic nervous system acts like a brake. Once the threat is gone, it helps calm down your heightened response. It slows your heart rate and breathing, allowing your body to return to normal. However, if stress becomes too much or lasts too long, this balance can go awry. The sympathetic system goes into overdrive, but the parasympathetic system struggles to slow things down. It's like pushing an engine to its limit without being able to ease off. This imbalance can overload your system, leading to various health issues over time. When faced with danger, sometimes our bodies freeze up, unable to react. This freeze response leaves us unable to protect ourselves or think clearly when we need it most. But there's a way to overcome it. It's a natural part of our biology, but with practice, we can shorten this paralysis. The key is controlled exposure to stressors. By gradually exposing ourselves to different levels and types of stress, we can train our minds and bodies to recover quicker from the freeze. This training helps us stay steady and composed in critical situations, where quick thinking and action are crucial. Build resilience through discomfort. Getting comfortable with discomfort means facing situations that challenge our usual ease. Modern life often shields us from tough realities, but facing small, manageable stresses can prepare us for bigger challenges. This builds confidence in our ability to handle whatever comes our way. Start small. Try a weekend camping trip without the usual comforts like a stove, pillow, or toiletries. Embrace roughing it a bit. Alternatively, experiment with exercising in extreme temperatures. Whether jogging in winter wearing shorts or using a sauna in summer, these discomforts trigger our body's natural response to stress. Remember to consult your doctor before trying anything new. When you start feeling anxious or uncomfortable, don't avoid it, sit with the feeling. This discomfort can make you stronger. To help yourself stay calm, use two simple techniques: breathing and talking to yourself. First, breathe deeply, inhale deeply, hold it briefly, exhale slowly, and pause. Repeat this process. Then, start talking positively to yourself out loud. Say phrases like "I can handle this" or "I know what to do." It might feel strange, but it does help. Techniques for calm and focus in challenging times. Conscious breathing and positive self-talk can help you feel more in control when things get tough. By breathing deeply and reassuring yourself about what you can do, you can calm down and regain your focus. What might seem scary now will become easier with practice. Remember to stay brave and trust in yourself. Also, think about what skills you'd need in a survival situation and practice them regularly, even in tough conditions. An old saying in the military goes, "We do not rise to the level of our expectations. We fall to the level of our training." When a crisis hits, people who are not well prepared lose the basic skills needed to save lives, like calling 911 or applying a tourniquet. By challenging yourself and preparing thoroughly, you make sure you have the skills and clear thinking needed to act quickly and save lives in the worst situations. Outrunning peril. When you wake up to the smell of smoke and the blaring fire alarm, your home is on fire. In such critical moments, having a plan can make all the difference between life and death. It's about having a clear, step-by-step strategy that you've practiced beforehand. This is similar to what the military calls the PACE plan: primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency. Let's break down how you can create your own tailored PACE plan for a fire emergency at home. When faced with a fire, your top priority is getting everyone to safety. A PACE plan for fire gives you a logical sequence of backup options if your first choice for escape is blocked. Start with the most obvious way out or primary plan. For most homes, this means the front door. Choose a simple go phrase like Patrick to signal your family to head for that exit. Make sure your kids know where to meet outside. Practice using your phrase until everyone reacts automatically. Next, identify an alternate option in case fire or smoke blocks the primary exit. Typically, this would be the back door. Pick another go phrase and rehearse using this route just like the first. Encourage your kids to adapt if you're not there to give the signal. Emergency preparedness. Prepare for worst-case scenarios like blocked exits by having alternative escape plans. Identify accessible windows and decide if you need an emergency ladder or axe to break glass. Keep these tools within reach but out of children's grasp. Practice using them with your family until it becomes second nature. As a last resort, consider unconventional exits like high windows leading to bushes or trees. Have backup tools nearby in every room and mentally prepare for potential injuries and emergencies. To stay safe, focus on practicing your contingency and emergency plans. Check that exit windows open easily and that ladders and tools are ready. If creating a PACE plan feels overwhelming, start with something basic, choose a main and backup exit and practice walking through them a few times. As you go, refine your plan. The goal is to train quick reactions so that everyone can escape fast and safely if disaster strikes. A pre-planned PACE strategy prioritizes logic over emotion, increasing your chances of getting out together when time is critical. Practicing beforehand is better than improvising under pressure. Prepare for the worst-case scenario and feel more secure knowing you have a detailed plan for the unexpected. Your home should be a haven, not a place of worry. Having a fire escape plan will give you peace of mind. Survival-ready attire for emergencies. In emergencies, we count on police, firefighters, and other first responders, but their arrival isn't always quick. In big U.S. cities, police can take an average of 10 minutes or more to respond. When emergencies strike, we may need to manage on our own until help arrives. Feeling truly secure doesn't come from worrying but from practical preparation. This involves having the appropriate equipment ready when you need it the most. The term everyday carry refers to the essential items people choose to carry daily for protection in any situation. While some immediately think of self-defense, there's more to it than that. First, assess your emergency supplies. Then, assemble a lightweight backpack with essentials. Include a basic first aid kit with gauze, tape, and gloves for treating injuries on the move. Pack a tourniquet in its pouch. It could save a life if used correctly. Remember to pack any necessary medications for you and your family. Essential everyday carry items. Make sure you always have your important documents like ID, insurance cards, cash, and any bus or train passes with you. It's smart to scan and back them up online just in case, securely of course. This way, you'll be prepared and able to recover quickly if something unexpected happens. Don't forget to carry a spare phone charger and a charged battery pack so you're never without a way to stay connected. And a flashlight is crucial too. When choosing what to wear, opt for versatile and durable clothing that supports preparedness without looking overly tactical. A sturdy belt can be a good place to keep things handy, and reinforced shoes will keep you stable even if you need to move quickly or face uneven terrain. An untucked shirt can give you easy access to tools while keeping a low-key appearance. When choosing gear, think compact and multifunctional. A reflective emergency blanket, for instance, can keep you warm and help signal for help. But your everyday carry isn't just what you keep in your pockets or pack, it's also what you carry in your mind. Learn skills that enhance your abilities, like first aid and stop the bleed courses. Study basic emergency wilderness survival techniques, such as purifying water, starting a fire, or signaling for rescue. These skills can be crucial in tough situations. Develop situational awareness and preparedness. Along with skills, it's important to be aware of your surroundings. Know where the exits are in places you visit often. Practice paying attention to what's happening around you every day. This helps you get used to what's normal and trust your instincts if something seems wrong. Preparing both supplies and skills makes you more resilient and ready for anything. While safety can't be guaranteed, taking these small steps boosts your confidence and ability to help others in a crisis. Being well prepared can make a big difference, helping you stay calm and focused during emergencies. Key points. 1. Deep breathing and positive self-talk help maintain calm and clear thinking in emergencies. 2. Gradual exposure to stressors builds resilience for handling tough situations effectively. 3. Create and practice a PACE plan, primary, alternate, contingency, emergency, for emergency preparedness. 4. Carry essential items like a first aid kit, ID, and spare phone charger for readiness in unexpected situations. 5. Develop situational awareness and learn basic survival skills to enhance crisis responsibilities. 6. Face discomfort through controlled exposure to challenges, preparing yourself for larger adversities. 7. Stay prepared mentally and physically to act decisively and help others during crises.